At ERMCO, they had a nice acquisition panel that had David Drapkin from GSA, Leslie Field from OFPP, and then someone from DOD and someone from NASA. So they got the whole FAR council out there. And basically, they talked about these five acquisition rules that they issued around the stimulus funding, and they did it in record time. So one of the rules, the big one, is the Buy American Act. Now, this rule applies to any construction contract using this Recovery Act funding in connections with public buildings, public works, and you know, that gets into some of the weeds of how it's defined in the FAR. But basically, what it says is that if you are going to build or upgrade using construction materials, you have to determine whether you're buying those materials from a foreign, or is it foreign-made construction? Is your steel, is your iron, is your, nails, let's say, do they fit into that Buy American provision? And we can go into that a little more later. Another one details new reporting requirements about how much money is being contracted out and to whom, and the goal around that is to improve accuracy and consistency. Yet another rule requires agencies to publicize all contract actions. Now, this is something they've been doing on fedbizops.gov, but this extends beyond just, full and open competitions or sole source contracts, but this goes to task orders through all multiple award contracts, including the GSA schedule, which is something that you and I, Chris, have talked about numerous times about how the frustration it is that GSA does not publicize those task orders.
Right.
Well, Jason, it sounds like a lot of rules all at once. Are there particular ones that are going to impact agencies the most?
There are several. Now, the big one is that Buy American rule. So this is why it's going to impact agencies, because look at someone like GSA, who's spending multiple billions of dollars on construction, improving federal buildings, greening federal facilities, and then there's other agencies such as HUD, who is also doing a lot of things around construction. Now, what this applies to is specifically iron, steel, and manufactured products. Now, agencies are not, or their vendors per se, are not allowed not to purchase non-American products in these categories. But what the contracting officer must decide is that if buying an American-made product would increase the price of that contract by 25% or more, then they have to consider getting a waiver to this Buy American Act. Now, this is different. This is a new stringent. Agencies have to deal with Buy American Act all the time. The biggest one that we know about is around IT, which always gets a waiver because of how much so few things are made in America anymore. But that is a fairly big one. The other ones that may impact agencies as well are one around giving GAO, the Government Accountability Office, and Inspector Generals more access to information about how agencies are using and spending recovery funding. And the final one is giving more protections to whistleblowers around Recovery Act funding. So I think those three are going to really impact. I of course, am a big fan of the publicizing the contract actions for the very reason that it forces them to publicize GSA schedule task orders.
That's just because you want to know about it.
Well, me and everybody else.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What are some of the all sorts of challenges out there? What are some of the challenges facing these stimulus acquisitions? I know a lot of folks talking about that.
This was actually, this and I think cloud computing and the data.gov issue that the federal CIO Vivek Kundra is talking about. I think those are the three really big issues that were here at ERMCO. The challenges that agencies will face around spending this Recovery Act, really we'll look around several areas. Let's start with the education of the acquisition folks, as well as program managers themselves, about not only these rules, but everything around the Recovery Act, how it should be spent, and where the money needs to go, and how does it go. They say you need to have a clear acquisition strategy, which is, pretty good acquisition, process anyways, but because of the speed of what, trying to get these funds out, trying to stimulate the economy, you need that accountability connection to it. That acquisition strategy becomes all that more important because, how are you going to do it? And data was one of the biggest challenges. I heard from Bill McNally over at NASA, who is basically the acting deputy chief procurement officer, and he says that the systems that the government has now just are not in good enough shape to handle this data collection, this data analysis, this data that needs to be generated from Recovery Act spending.
And that's what I keep hearing is how do you – everyone agrees on where they want the end result, but how do we get from here to there, and do we have the systems in place to get it done?
And what Bill McNally was saying is we don't, and we need better systems. And, I said, well, what about, for instance, federal procurement data system, next generation? What about some of the other things out there, you know, USAspending.gov, and he said, listen, they give you a very high level. They talk about transactions and obligations, but how do you know what you're really buying? Do you know that you're buying, you know, pens and pencils versus, you know, paper and pads, or you just know you're buying office supplies, and that's what he's saying is not enough data.